Yeah, so we're starting this whole thing off, and it's talking about what we're going to talk about is, man, if you've been a part of acapella, or if you've been a part of a sports team, or even a choir, like if you've been involved in a choir and stuff, or you've been in a band, you know that like there are so many different parts that people do that alone sound ridiculous. Like, I love pentatonic, like the bass guy is just like, boom, 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 boom. And it's like, dude, you're weird. Like, doing that by yourself, you'd look like a freak. But when mixed in with the right team, all of a sudden, you sound amazing, and you create this thing. Like, if you've ever been in band, like, and the flute is just going off and stuff, the flute, like, the Yaj flute, like, if they do that, then, and everyone stops, it'd be, like, super awkward. Or if you've been a part of, like, a sports team, and, like, if it was only the quarterback, and then he just throws it, he's like, yeah, I have no receivers, then it's no touchdown. So we're talking about the whole idea that there are parts to every team that need every individual, that every team needs the makeup of all these different parts to make it sound good. But by themselves, they sound kind of whack. They sound out of the loop. They sound kind of weird. And so we're talking about that as we're talking about this whole thing of team and what it means, because we got off that. Remember what we did our Olympic series on is discovering the gold, talking about going for the best and doing all this stuff. But the thing is, often that focus is all on you. But the thing is, those Olympic medalists and everything, they have this team that surrounds them to get them up to that standard of excellence. They have this team that works with them day in, day out, that gets them up to the standard of saying, hey, you want to be the best that you can be. And if you're going to be the best, if you're going to sound the best in band, if you're going to sound the best in your a cappella group, I always think of Pitch Perfect. Anyone ever like Pitch Perfect? Man, I love that movie, only because it sounds amazing. I wish I could sing that good, right? But here's the thing, and this is kind of the point that we're going to do. We need a team of people to help us accomplish what God put us here to do. We all have dreams, hopes, visions, and all these great goals, but guess what? We can't do them on our own. We need a team to be able to accomplish everything that God put us here on this earth to do. And so, if you've ever been around people, you understand the importance of team. Has anyone ever been a part of a bad team? Like a stinky, like, oh my gosh, like, really? Why is this person, why am I a part of this team? Taylor, you can put your hand down now. Wow, okay. So Taylor's apparently have been a part of some stinky teams. So the thing is, though, teams can make or break you. And so it's so important to understand what we're called to do, that we're called to be a part of a team. And there's two basic teams that we're about to be a part of. And when I, you know, as a sports guy, I was even in tennis, and I love tennis and stuff. But guess what? Every now and then, you will fail. No matter what you try your hardest at, no matter what you put your mind to, you alone will fail. And as a tennis player, I realized that my best tennis playing wasn't in singles. It wasn't just by myself. My best tennis playing, the tennis that I played that I got to state 3 times in a row and in high school and all that, and did decent, not great, but decent, was when I played doubles. Because I was a part of a team that I could rely on. Because my makeup is I need to rely on other people. And God created us so that we can rely on other people. See, we're not created to do life outside of a team. We're not created to be loners. And some of you guys, I love reading Facebook because you're like, I have no boyfriend. I have no girlfriend. I'm meant to be a loner all my life. And it's like, you weren't created to do life outside of a team. You weren't created to be a loner. God didn't set you up to be like, sucker, let's see how long you can be like in the desert by yourself all alone forever. Forever. Right? So here's the thing. There's two teams, right? I said two teams. There is a team we and a team me. A team we and a team me. I don't know how we could. Oh, sweet. We. Or me. Oh, yeah. I just came up with that. I'm gangster. Don't be hating. Right? So there's a team we and a team me. And the question is, are you a part of team we or are you a part of team me? Yes, it's difficult to try to do it. Okay, there you go. You got to help yourself. See, and the concept and the point is, the team that you're a part of will either help or hinder you accomplish everything that God created, everything God puts on your heart to do, even not just in the future, but even this week. What team you're a part of, the we or me team, will either help or hinder you. And often we think that, it's not that big of a deal, it doesn't really affect us, and we think that we're better off alone. And you might be right for a little bit. You might be able to do things on your own for a little bit, but after a while, you realize that you're really not living the life to the fullest that God created you to do. And God created you to set it up. And this is what's cool. I keep saying that God created us to be in a team. Right? Way back, you see it all throughout the Bible. Team is in the Bible. And so way back in Genesis 2, 15 and 18, it says, "The Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and care for it." Right? So he was like, hey, you got a job to do. I put you on this earth for a reason. Likewise, he says the same thing to us. Hey, you got a job to do. I put you on this earth for a reason. And then the Lord said, "It is not good for man to be alone. And I will make a companion who will help him." And this is where all the ladies say, "Holla!" All right, one lady says holler, right? This is where all the guys say, "Thank you, Jesus." All right, because you ladies, without you, check this. It's biblical. You could go back. You could tell your future husband and your boyfriend or whoever. It's biblical right here. Without you ladies, us guys are not cool. You ladies are what make us cool. I learned that when I started dating Lauren. I thought I was cool, and then I realized I was not cool. And Lauren was what made me cool. And because it says right there, man, it's not good for man to be alone. He can't do what I created him to do by himself. And so he's like, man, this guy needs some help. This guy needs, he needs to be brought up a level. He needs to be brought up to a notch. And you ladies provide that. So thank you, ladies, for making us cool, for making guys everywhere so awesome. And if we're awesome, it's only because of the ladies that surround us. So thank you for being so awesome. Everything is awesome, right? So I appreciate it. And here's the thing. We are created for a reason, like I said. And there is something about being a part of a team. Right there, God said, man, it's not good for man to be alone. And so get this. Team we, is always greater than team me. We is always greater than me. Because what you do alone can be multiplied in groups, not just added to. See, that's what I love about God. His only kind of mathematics is multiplication. The devil's into division, but God's into multiplication. He's not into adding. He's not like, hey, 3 + 5 equals 8. No, he's like 3 × 5 equals 15. He's like, 5 + 5 equals 10. No, 5 × 5 equals 25. And he's saying, guess what? When you're in a group, it exponentially, that means a lot more than just adding, it exponentially gets greater what you can accomplish. That it's not just about what you and, oh, you know, now I have a person and we can double it. No, God's saying, you know what, when you get with a team, with the right team, with a team that has the same vision as you do, the same drive that says, man, I want to go after God, I want to do everything that he created me to do. When you get with a team like that, all of a sudden, what you can do just grows. And it's not just, she can do this and I can do this and we can do that together. No, it gets bigger than what you can imagine and it becomes bigger than anything you can dream of. See, Ecclesiastes 4, this is Solomon, and he wrote this. And this guy, wisest guy ever, he said this. He was talking about stuff that seemed meaningless, that seemed purposeless, that seemed like, man, this stuff is whack. And he said this. This is what's whack. We can do whack right here. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 7. It says, "I observed yet another example of something meaningless under the sun. This is the case of a man who is all alone, without a child or a brother, yet who works hard to gain as much wealth as he can. But then he asks himself, who am I working for? Why am I giving up so much pleasure now? It is all so meaningless and depressing." Say, man, why am I doing all this hard work? Man, what am I doing? Because I think that I had it all going on. I thought I had it going on, but all of a sudden it was nothing. And it was I didn't do anything. And it's this whole idea that, man, being alone, you can get some stuff done. But what's it good for? God say, man, there's something so much better when you're a part of a team. And it goes on in the next slide. It says this: two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble. A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated, but two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. See, it's all about the team we against the team me. And it's saying, guess what? Team me is meaningless. It's useless. It's pointless. There's no point in trying to do everything on your own. And the reality is, when you start to align yourself with other people, when you start to come along other people and you get open and frank and say, hey, I'm struggling with this, but I can't do this on my own. Hey, I got this dream to reach my friends, but I can't do it on my own. Then all of a sudden, God does something right there. And he says, you know what? We're going to do this together. And see, when you come alongside somebody and the team of we, it's more concerned about, hey, how can I help you achieve your dreams? How can I help you achieve the goal that God placed in your heart? How can I help you bear the burden that you're going through? It's not about, hey, what can you do for me? How can you help me? How am I going to get there? But it's all about all of a sudden looking after other people and coming alongside of them and realizing that when we're a part of a team, something incredible starts to happen. Because every day we have decisions to make. Every day we have decisions. You know, what to wear, what to eat. I had some eggs this morning and toast with little cut up bananas on them. It was delicious, right? Every day you have things. What am I going to talk about? What am I going to tweet? Am I going to take a selfie or am I going to tweet this really cool line from the Taylor Swift song I was just listening to? Or, you know, am I going to do my Man Crush Monday or, you know, whatever it is? So is every day you have a decision to make. Am I going to joke around and be like, hey, just kidding, right? Or am I actually going to be serious? Am I actually going to take the opportunity to invest in somebody? See, the decisions you make impact other people, whether you realize it or not. The decisions you make impact other people. And your laziness or you're saying, oh, I'm just going to sit at home, I don't have any friends, that impacts other people. I'm just going to play video games. That impacts other people. And see, the thing is, you weren't meant to do this life alone. God created you to reflect his greatness. And all of a sudden, we start to just close up, and we start to say, you know what? I can't do it on my own. I'm just going to be here all by myself. And that's why we need to get off that team of me and get on the team of we. See, God recognized the power of team. Back in the Tower of Babel, check this out. Tower of Babel, crazy. Right here, Tower of Babel, there's these people that were like, yo, let's build this giant, almost like a pyramid. Let's build this giant thing and let's go up to heaven. We can do this all on our own. Let's just build it and it's going to be awesome and we're going to be like incredible and people are going to be like, hey, look at those people. They're incredible, right? Let's do this, guys. And all of a sudden, God comes down and this is what he says because he saw that they joined as a team. And it says this, and the Lord said, behold, they are one people and they all have one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. They're all one language. They're all one concept. Nothing will be impossible for them. Whatever they set their mind to, they will be able to do. Whatever they set their mind to, they will be able to do. Nothing will be impossible. And so it's this whole idea that all of a sudden that God recognized that, man, these people are speaking the same language. They got it all going on. They're moving together. And God said, the unfortunate part of this team was that they're saying, hey, we can be greater than God. We can be bigger than everything else. and we can do all this. And see, this whole idea is that they started thinking about themselves. But God caught the concept of, man, when they start working together as a team, nothing is impossible. Now, I want you to catch that tonight. When you start to get with a team, nothing is impossible. When you have the same vision, have the same drive, have everything going on, nothing is impossible. And so that's what we're looking at is, God, what kind of team do you want us to be a part of? What kind of team does it mean to be a part of a team of we and not a part of a team of just me? Right? I love this. Has anyone ever seen Here Comes the Boom? comes the boom. All right, Obadiah loves that movie. Like, whenever it's over, and this is a little TMI, but whenever it's over, like, he strips, he takes it all off to his diaper, and then he comes up to me, he's like, hey, Dad. Boom, 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 boom. And so I have to punch him back and stuff, and then we have this little thing, and then if I get him in his belly, he's like, oh, he falls down. He's like, oh, you got me. I was like, son, you're 3 years old. What in the world are you doing? So I love him. But it's this whole idea that Kevin James, can I have that right there? Kevin James, in this movie, he's a teacher, and here at this, at school, he's a biology teacher, and at this one part, he talked about, hey, he presented the question to the class, hey, what happens, class, if a cell is by itself, if a cell is stagnant? And the class, one of the girls in the class was like, it's not good. He goes, no, it's not good. He goes, if a cell, see, often a cell can go off inside of an organism, and it's off by itself, and it's just hanging out, and it's like, you know what, the other cells, the other guys, they're going to pick up the slack. And often that looks like us. Often it's like, you know what? I don't need to talk to them about Jesus. Somebody else will. You know, they go to another church, and I'm sure somebody will talk to them about Jesus there. You know, I don't need to talk to them about Jesus. That person is a whole lot better of a communicator. They talk a whole lot better than I do. I'm kind of a jerk sometimes. I'm not going to talk to them. You know what? I'm not gonna go ahead and do that. I'm not going to invite them to church. I'm not gonna try to see what I can do to help around the church. There's so many other students that can help out. There's a lot of other things. And all of a sudden, the cell just starts to think that everything else will pick up the slack of what it's not doing. But the cool thing about our bodies and the cool thing about cells and biology is that those other cells see that, and it starts to mimic. And Kevin James was like on this big desk, and he's like, it starts to mimic the cells, and all of a sudden they all start to do nothing. And the organism starts to die. It starts to decay and starts to die. He goes, but if that one cell all of a sudden starts to rumble, he does this whole thing of rumbling, right? If it starts to rumble, it starts to push other people around, it starts to interact with other things, it starts to get a little anxious, it starts to say, hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? And everything, all of a sudden, that cell pushes back, and the other cell's like, hey, don't push me. No, you don't push me. And all of a sudden, all these cells start pushing each other, and then as they're all pushing each other, they start to move in the same motion. They start to move together. And what it does is it actually starts to restore the process and restore it and bring it back to life. Much like when you get a cut somewhere, it starts to heal, it starts to mend, because the cells start to move together and it starts to bring back life to the damage. You know what that's called? It's called synergy. Anyone ever heard of synergy before? Synergy is this, and it's a crazy long definition, but the interaction of elements that when combined produce a total effect that is greater than the sum of the individual elements and contributions. Basically, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. It's all about multiplication. Even our bodies are set up that way. It's about multiplication. It's about what you do with others multiplies, not just adds. And God's saying, I want you to multiply. Man, I want you to not just add to. And that's what's awesome about when he gave the directions to Adam and Eve in the garden. He didn't just say, I want you to add on, you know, get another. He said, no, I want you to be fruitful and multiply. God's all about multiplication. He's all about not just adding on 1, 2, 3. Okay, he's about multiplying, taking what you have in your team and expounding it beyond anything that you could ever hope for, dream, or imagine. And we watched a video as kind of a promo with some cute penguins, but I wanted to show it again because I just think it's so great in terms of synergy. What you can do by yourself is nothing compared to what you can do as a team. So if you could go ahead and roll that.
Smarter to travel in groups.
I love that. Every time I watch that, I've watched it like 11 times now, and every time I laugh, that's funny. Every time, I think it's hilarious. But it's true, because what you can do as a team, you can start to guard against some things that you didn't realize. Alone, eaten alive. Oh, no. Baby penguin dead, right? Together as a team, all of a sudden, that sort of stuff is nothing, right? That sort of stuff, people say, hey, let's go through this together. I want you to think, all of us have some sort of issue, struggle, of frustration in life, or we face it at some level. But we can't do it on our own. God didn't say, hey, you know, you're going to face, in this life, you're going to face troubles. Sucks to be you. No, he said, take heart, I've overcome this world. Take heart, there's people around you. Man, there are Christians that want to come alongside of you and bear one another's burdens, that pray for each other so that you might be healed, right? It's all about this concept of team throughout Scripture, throughout the New Testament. It's all based upon, hey, getting together and let's do this as a team. Let's do this together. Right, I love Home Depot's little slogan that they have. I was there today, and it was, hey, let's do this. Yeah, let us do this. Man, it's about coming together as a team, partnering, and doing this as a team. And here's the reality, and this is the reality of it. There's a girl somewhere in your high school or junior high that needs you. She needs you to come through. She needs you to be a part of a team so that she can see that, man, there is something better to life than what I'm facing. There is a way to be healthy in this life. There is a way that I can actually find joy in this life. She needs you to be a part of a team that's energized, that's going after God. She needs you. There's a boy in your high school or junior high that needs you, that needs to see that God is greater than his parents' mistakes. God's greater than his brother or his sister's slams. God's greater than any mess that he's going through. And he loves us more than anything else. And he needs you to be a part of a team to reflect that. And so often we forget that there's people out there that need us to come through for them. And the only way that we can come through and show God's love and his light is if we're attached to a team. If we're attached to somebody that's saying, hey, let's do this together. Because you by yourself will not be able to do it. You by yourself trying to save your high school all alone by yourself is not going to be able to do it. You need somebody to come alongside you, right? I hate if you've ever had a coach that said this to you, and unfortunately I've had the coach, that they've all told you, like, hey, you've got some great potential, right? I hate that saying. You know what? Why? Because that means that you stink right now, but you might be good in the future, right? And I hate that. It's like, I know. It's like, I hated always getting, like, the most improved player or the greatest potential. It's like, man, you're just saying that I really stink. But here's the thing. How do we capitalize on that potential? How do we, yeah, we're full of potential. Woohoo! How do we capitalize? How do we get to where we're taking advantage of that potential? How do we get to where we're saying, yeah, I'm not just full of potential, I'm actually doing it. I'm doing that potential. I'm accomplishing everything that is inside of me that God put in me. How do we get to that point? How do we get there? And I would argue that it's all about connecting to the team of we. And what does it take to connect? It takes commitment. It takes commitment to connect to the team of we. It's often we say we just want to be lazy, just want to sit back and let life happen. But it takes committed to doing your part. It takes commitment to doing the bass line in your a cappella group. Boom, 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 right? Oh my gosh, this is the most annoying bass line ever, right? It takes commitment to play that one flute note like the entire song. And everyone's like, I don't know what high school band sounds like that, but it would be awesome. It would be so cool. But it's one of those things that it takes commitment to doing your part, to doing being a part of the team, because let alone you're awkward. You're like the quarterback throwing to no one in the end zone because you're not a part of a team. You're just out there throwing a football, right? You're getting tackled because you don't have a line, you don't have a center that's snapping you the ball, and you're like, hike! You know, it's how important is a center? No one ever thinks about the center until he hikes it over the quarterback's head in the Super Bowl, right? And all of a sudden, it's like, man, that's an important job, right? Exactly. And so the idea is we need to take commitment to what we're doing and being a part of the team and saying, I can't do this on my own. I have to be connected to a team that has the same vision that I do, the same vision that God has for us. So the question is, are you committed to seeing not only your dreams being accomplished, but the person's next to you dreams? Are you committed to seeing, I want you to succeed? Are you committed to saying, I want to see you reach your goal for this year, for your life? I want you to have your friends come to school. Man, I would love for your friends to come to youth group and meet Jesus. How awesome would that be? That's the kind of commitment that's going to take. It's not, often we come in here and it's like, yeah, I can't get any of my friends from high school to come. Okay, what about her friends? What? I'm supposed to try to get her, I don't even know her friends. Exactly. And that's where this team of we comes in, is saying, hey, you know what? Why don't you invite them to come to this McDonald's thing? And you know, you and me, and we could just hang out with a couple of your friends, and I might bring a friend. And all of a sudden, you know, what if we just go out to the movies and we just kind of hang out, just a bunch of us? Or you know what? What if? And all of a sudden, you start thinking in the broader scope of things. You start thinking of a team of we, of saying, you know what? It's not just about me trying to get this job done. Oh, I'm such a failure. I can't get people to come to church. I can't be the good example in my school and all this stuff. And you start saying, how do I help them be the good example in their school? How do I help them accomplish everything that God created them to be? And when you start to do that, God starts to multiply. He starts to say, man, this is powerful, and nothing that they set their mind to will be impossible for them. So in the next few weeks, in the next few months, we're going to start trying to take advantage of this whole concept of the team of we, because we is greater than me. And so what that looks like is we've started with these huddles, right? We've started with huddles that we have, and these next step huddles of the students, and it's often like 5 minutes, maybe, that where we do like quick questions of, hey, what do you think about this? I think it's great. I love Jesus. Okay, what do you think about this? And then it's like, all right, see ya. So what we're going to do over the next few weeks, starting next week, we're going to start kind of making that time a little bit longer. We're going to be more intentional about the questions, the conversations we're going to have. We're going to have some sponsors that are helping actually facilitating some of those questions. And we're going to actually have some prayer time, some good prayer time, where it's not like, Jesus, help us not get hit by a car tonight. Amen. All right, see you guys, right? We're going to have some, hey, let's come alongside each other and let's actually do this. And we're going to have these set groups to where you're a part of these groups. And you're going to be a part of the same group for several weeks or months. And all of a sudden, you're going to say, this is our team. This is our team of we. And we're going to say, hey, why don't we start hanging out afterwards? And hey, why don't we go do this outreach together as this small group team? And hey, why don't you invite some of your friends, and I'll invite some of my friends, and we could just hang out, you know, go to a movie. Hey, why don't we do this? And all of a sudden, we start to multiply. And what you thought you could never do by yourself, you're a part of a team now. You're a part of this group that's saying, hey, let's go after God and let's see what's going to happen. And so tonight, I want you to think about a couple things. Tonight, I want you to think about your dreams for the future. Like, man, I want to be like a Doctors Without Borders, right? I want to be like, you know, what God's called me to be, awesome in the future. I want you to think about that. But I also want you to think about, what has God placed in your heart in the next few months? The next 6 months, the next year, you know, just in the year of 2014, right? This year is a year of limitless possibilities. But what has God placed in your heart? What kind of dreams do you have? You know, your summer plans, finishing the school year. You guys have senioritis yet? Don't you? Have you had it for like for forever? Right? I know. Lauren had senioritis, I'm pretty sure, since, is she in here? No. Since like freshman year. So she is like the queen of senioritis. She is awesome with that. But here's the thing. I want you to think about those dreams that you have. And then I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this youth group as your team. I want you to think about this youth group, this group of students that are right next to you and realize that you can accomplish greater things with them, the people right next to you, than you can by yourself. And so if you're ever, if God's going to use you, if you're going to accomplish everything that God created you for, you have to be committed to saying, you know what, I want to be a part of this team. You know what, I want to be committed to being a part of the team we. And when I say, when you say I want to be committed to being a part of team we, that means I want to be committed to being in that small group, that every week I'm going to try to be here so that I can be a part of that small group. Not just, yeah, Donnie, I'll try to make it to youth group, but no, you're committed to the people that are next to you saying, you know what, I want to see your dreams a reality. I want to, and I know that if I got to be here so that you can make your dreams come true, so that God can use you in your school. We might not even go to the same school, but I want to see God use you. And I'm going to make a commitment to say, you know what, God? Use me to use them. God, I want them to be incredible in their schools. I want their friends to see Jesus shine through them. And I know that they have to be connected to a team in order to achieve that. And I want to be that team that they're connected to. You're going to be committed to praying for one another and committed to saying, you know what, let's do this together because we is greater than me, right? And so I'm going to have, if I could have Heather help me out here. So we have these cards that we're handing out, and basically I want you to, you can sit in your chair, that's cool, but we're going to spend some time, we got plenty of time. I want you, you can spread out, and that's awesome too, but spend some time with God. This is about you and God, and on it, it says, you know, what are your dream? What is your dream for this year? Because some of you are making life-changing decisions. You know, if somebody asked me, did you think you're going to be in Ohio last year at this time? Nope. I didn't think I was going to be here. I had no idea that God would place me here. You have no idea where God's going to have you in a year. So what's your dream for this year? For this year of limitless possibilities, and what's your dream for the future? And then two, is it's a simple question, and it is, are you willing to be committed to joining Team We, or the We Team? And that's simply, are you willing to be a part of the small groups? Are you willing to be a part of the small group that happens on Wednesday nights right after, you know, and saying, yeah, I'm committed to being next to these people because I want them to accomplish their dreams. I want God to start using them and so that they can be, so that they can reach their friends. Because I know that they have to be connected to a team, and I want to be a part of that team because I want to be a part of what God's doing because God's going to multiply. He's going to use some incredible things. And so this is what I want you guys to do is just spend some time. And when you get done writing, you can just bring your cards up here and simply put them face down if you want. But I want you to spend some time with God. Just praying, seeking his face, saying, God, now what is it that you want me to achieve this year? What is it that you have in the future? But more than anything else, God, I want to be a part of a team. I want you to use me. And just spend some time, you and God. All right?